how has a lifetime of psychedelic use, an adult lifetime, I mean, from teenage, sort of set you up for facing death?
Well, I guess it leads you to the idea that things are probably more complicated than you can suppose. Therefore, supposition is not to be trusted. So, in other words, given how weird life has been, why rush to prejudge death? It's bound to be mighty strange. Life was mighty strange. And I'm curious. You know, I don't think anybody would be curious. I mean, it's an interesting situation to be told that you have a very limited amount of life, death, because it composes your mind for you wonderfully. And you, you know, start paying attention, asking the questions, and I have no insight into what it will be, but I suspect it isn't what anybody thinks it is. I mean, the argument that the nature has this desire to preserve form is, I think, self-evident on enormous scales of space and time, and very local scales of space and time. So why fight it? It must be that that somehow matter is spiritualizing itself or mathematicizing itself or somehow.
Right, becoming virtual forms.
So, and what psychedelics show is that the world is full of surprises. I mean, I consider psychedelics a constant and verifiable miracle. The fact that that can happen to your mind. So it means all kinds of things are possible. Nothing is to be assumed or prejudged, given A, biology, B, psychedelics and culture. Probably that's a long enough list, but those two things alone secure the weirdness of being sufficiently.